Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So she's the voice behind the song Computer Love As We Lay, R&B gospel singer, inspirational singer. She's on Life After Tonight on TV One, the one, the only Shirley Murdoch. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jody. How you doing, girl?
It's lovely. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day to be alive.
Come on now. Come on. You better ask somebody that can't answer.
So what's going on with in your life, life after?
Oh, man. It's not life after. It's really life still continuing. It's probably life after you've seen me last. But this is a wonderful opportunity tonight for people to get a chance to chronicle my life, you know, growing up in Toledo, get a chance to meet some of my family, being the fifth kid of six, you know, a baby girl, me growing up in the church, you know, and singing gospel, but never having those opportunities to have a gospel career, meeting with the late, great Roger Troutman, oh, my gosh, and all the things I've learned from him, touring with the late, great Luther Vandross, even to meeting the Bishop T.D. Jakes, how he opened that door for me to be able to sing gospel. My career taking off from just singing to acting, which is one of my dreams, you know, being a little girl in Toledo watching Shirley Temple on TV with those Saturday matinees, saying, you know, her name is Shirley, she can sing and dance, one day that's going to be me. But it's wonderful because my life is really a dream come true, and to have that opportunity to share my music, you know, with people all over the world, and to still be able to do that, whether it's through film, whether it's through TV, whether it's through stage plays or concerts or conferences, but just to be able to realize the journey of how the pieces of the puzzle of my life have come together to where I am today, and to be able to share that story tonight.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with the one and only Shirley Murdoch. She's on Life After Tonight on TV One. Check it out tonight, 8 o'clock and 8:30. And must I say that you are one of the most talented and gifted singers out there. People just don't know Shirley Murdoch. This sister can get in there, get on the mic and sing anything and just, you know, just have you in tears, chills going down your spine. It's just whoa.
Bless your heart and all your parts. It is absolutely a gift from God. And I've just been so blessed to be able to use it, you know, in various mediums, you know. All the songs that when I look back over my life, I've always sung songs about life, and many times I'm asked this question about the transition from R&B to gospel. Well, you'll get a chance to see tonight that there really was no transition for me. It was really a transition for everybody else to understand my story. You know, I'm really a church kid. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, singing gospel, singing in my choir, but I never had the opportunity, you know, to have a gospel career until I met Bishop T.D. Jakes. And so you'll get a chance to hear that story tonight. But all the songs that I've ever sung have always been about life. And I really believe in, I think music should be holistic. It should really speak to every aspect of our being, you know, our relationships, you know, whether it's a love relationship, a love relationship between, you know, you and God, you know, your spiritual relationship, or being a mother, being a sister. You know, I have a song called I Love Me Better Than That that deals with sisters having low self-esteem and no self-esteem. But you need to realize you can't love nobody. So you learn how to love yourself.
That's right.
And we have to understand that we can't give people the power to validate us, because when you do that, you give them the power to cancel you. So having opportunities to share this gift, this wisdom that I've learned over the years, to take it into various venues. Honey, I enjoy going to the women's prison system. I go to Marysville Prison in Ohio and just get a chance to speak to those ladies and let them know, honey, your life is not over. And to be there and to have praise and worship in a prison, child, oftentimes there's so many women who are freer behind walls than there are out there, you know, out there in everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Because your freedom and your liberty is not has nothing to do with physicality. But when your spirit is free, baby, you are free.
That's right. And every day I post something on our Facebook page, inspirational, motivational, you know, to keep people moving. As a matter of fact, I posted something today. So you want to get over the hump? I found a video of this little baby just laughing and just cracking up. He probably wasn't older than a year old, but he's sitting there just laughing. And that, I mean, you know, that brings joy to hear that laughter. Yeah, you know, to inspire someone.
Joy and strength are related.
Oh, yeah.
If you lose your joy, honey, you ain't got strength.
Right.
If you got joy for something, baby, you can do it all day long. But if you ain't got joy, honey, you can't go another further, okay?
All right. So what's been the turning point in career? You mentioned, you know, you're meeting Roger Troutman, you're meeting Bishop T.D. Jakes and some other folks down throughout your career. What was the changing point of your entire life?
I think that meeting those people launched me further on the road of the journey of the life of Shirley Murdoch. When I met Roger Troutman, it catapulted my gift to be able to share it with the world. Otherwise, you know, if I had not, like I said, I always wanted to sing gospel, but those doors never opened. So I walked through the door through faith to the door that God opened, and it allowed me to share this good news and it just basically gave me a bigger platform to minister from. And ministry just means help. You know, sometimes when you use the word ministry or gospel, people get a little nervous and jerky thinking, oh, they're going to preach fire and brimstone. But honey, I ain't got none of that. I got good news. And the good news is that baby, God is not mad at you and that he loves you. His love is unconditional and there's nothing that you've done that he can't forgive. No place you can go and he's not there. He even knows how you got there. And he's standing with his arms open wide, ready to receive you and ready to put you on the path that leads you right to the destiny that he has for you when he thought of you, when he created you. So just having this opportunity to go and share this good news, like I said, the transition wasn't for me. It was for everybody else to know who I was, to really know my story. I think, and what I'm learning, even in this journey, I'm learning how to share more and more of my life and of my story. I remember I talked to my husband and my son, and they said, well, you know, people can't really understand you unless they know your story. And that goes not only for me, but to everybody. Sometimes you're misunderstood because people don't understand your story. It's an old song by Tammy Terrell. I think it was Marvin Gaye. It ain't understanding mellow.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand, even if you might be at an impasse with a person, you don't have to necessarily agree with that person. But when you understand, we can come to a place of understanding, then we can move forward.
Until you walk in, that person walks into your shoes, they can't understand you or what you're going
Absolutely.
Through, too. All right. Well, tonight
you have a chance to walk through my shoes vicariously via Life After.
All right. That's tonight at 8 o'clock and at 8:30. Shirley Murdoch, check it out. How can our listeners keep up with you, Shirley?
Oh, you can keep up with me on Twitter at Shirley Murdoch. I have a fan page and also my website, ShirleyMurdochLifeSongs.com. I also have a new project out. It's called The Journey, and it's my first live CD, DVD project that features Kelly Price, Regina Bell, and Beverly Crawford. So
wow. That's powerful. You got your own women's empowerment right there rolled into one.
Every chance I get.
All right.
Sisters have to encourage each other. Ain't that right?
That's right, because if we don't encourage each other, eventually we're going to tear each other down. We got to keep it moving.
Dude, we absolutely do. And you know, I think, too, the way we treat each other is a reflection of how we actually feel about ourselves.
That is so true. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and keep up the good work. Can't wait
Thank
to check
you,
it out
baby.
Tonight, all right?
Take care, honey.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.